This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
My allergies kicking my butt. Sorry, y'all. Was out last night at the Greater Houston Sports Club for a shoot. They were having they were having a fundraiser for Houston Food Bank. And was out there last night with those guys and doing a little fundraiser. $500,000 raised for the Backpack Buddy program last night. So,
nice.
Well done. Well done. But again, I think having traveled this weekend to North Carolina, and fall's always a time when I have the most allergy problems. I think I got North Carolina allergies and I got Houston allergies.
Yeah.
So you all bear with me this morning. So how's Mo today?
Great. Thank you.
Eric?
Solid, George. Solid.
Did you stop and did you get your big coffee?
I did, yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's back to cold coffee. Fall's over.
Yeah, fall's over. We had 2 days of it last weekend. And it's time to move along here. We got a lot to do today. Texans Ticket Tuesday. Got exclusive tickets to Texans are one of the top five teams in the NFL.
Heck yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
You remember just a couple of years ago, right?
Remind us, George. Yeah.
No. I don't want to go back. But anyway, we got Texans Ticket Tuesday, 6:10 and 7:10. We have tickets to go to 10 Man Jam, our big country concert that we do this year for the PTSD Foundation of America and their Camp Hope. We'll give you a chance to win at 6:20, 7:20, and 8:20. So we'll get to that. And in just about 10 minutes, is it okay to steal from work? That's what Eric did.
That's not right.
That's not what it was?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about it and get your opinion coming up on jury duty. That's just about 10 minutes away. But right now, here are the top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. We call it the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
Someone in the Humble area is waking up $1 million richer, and they probably don't even know it yet.
What?
Powerball last night, a Monday night strolling. Quick Pick was purchased in Humble. It was worth $456 million, but I mean, I would take whatever. A million. It's great.
What?
Give me a million.
When you play the lottery, do you do Quick Pick or do you choose your numbers?
I don't know. That's a husband question.
Oh, is he, is he the lottery player?
Yes, that's his
Eric,
job
what about
in the marriage.
You?
I got used to just telling them to pick it for me.
Pick it for you.
I stressed out way too much.
Well, and see, here's the thing. If that person just did a quick pick.
Boom, quick pick.
They won.
Boom.
Number two.
Two Monday night football games last night. The Ravens beat the Buccaneers and the Cardinals won on a walk-off field goal, which is exciting. I didn't watch either game. I mean, I'm not really invested in any of those teams. But I did see, George, in sports news, the Rockets reportedly agreed to rookie extensions with two of their core players. Jalen Green, $106 million. Ooh. And can you tell me the other guy's name? Alfred Singen?
Yes.
He got a five-year, $185 million rookie extension.
Yeah. He's the center.
Yeah.
He's amazing,
and he's
by
rich.
The way. So, yeah.
And the top story trending in Texas.
A light jacket this morning. Temperatures ranging from the upper 50s to the lower 60s by this afternoon, up to the mid to upper 80s, which feels okay. We're not hitting 90. But with all of that sunshine, warm temperatures, light winds in the forecast, the lower air quality is what George is feeling.
Oh, my gosh.
Pollen is the name of one of those games.
Yeah, exactly. I'm feeling it. I could tell you all about it. I could tell you all the pollen that's out there right now. That's what's trending in Texas. Top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today, powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
And
good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Amen.
It's the time of the morning that we celebrate good news, and it's Brag on Your Kid Week on our Amen Stories. And Chris is in Willis. Chris, tell me the good news about your son.
Well, he, full disclosure, he's like a nephew, been in his life since he was six, but he is graduating Marine boot camp.
Holy moly!
Oh, man. It's been a long journey. On Monday, for those who know, he's going to be going through the crucible. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a wild ride for him, but we have no doubt he's going to push through, and we'll be seeing our Marine when we get there.
What's the crucible?
So the crucible, it's a 56-hour, I believe, 28 battle stations, Woo! 6 hours of sleep, 48 miles of just complete, you know. Oh, man, it's going to be wild for him, but we're pulling for him, and there's a lot of people thinking about him.
Chris, are you going to get to be with him when they do the big celebration at the end?
Oh, yeah. We'll be there, then we'll see him on Family Day, and then we'll get him on Friday, and then he'll be back for 10 days until he ships off.
Seriously, I will never forget that time with my family, like when we were going through that with my brother. Like, you're so proud, and then you're also just, like, so proud to be an American, and you're like, yes, it's awesome.
Absolutely. It's been hard. But we can't wait to see him.
Yes!
Well, we're so proud of him. Give us his name.
His name is Damien.
All right. Can I get an amen for Damon this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
Brag on Your Kids Week. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. Today is Texans Ticket Tuesday. You got another shot at winning Texans tickets. I'll get them here. I get it all right here. Texans tickets coming up 710. You get a chance to win Texans tickets on Texans Ticket Tuesday. I think we have it all right.
Yeah, nailed it.
Haunted houses are crazy.
I was working the haunted house, like dressed up as one of the scare actors.
Ooh.
I had jumped out and scared a grown man so bad that he like physically hit me.
Yeah, punched her at the haunted house. You ever been hurt at all?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Haunted House, 713-881-5500. Who among us would be the bravest to go to a haunted house? Mo, would you go to a haunted house?
I would, but I'm not interested.
Okay.
Really?
I'm not a haunted house person either. Like the paid walk through the haunted house.
When I was a child, I was.
I know somebody on the show that is.
Yeah, also, and you know somebody on the show is a child.
Child.
Yes, I do.
It's me.
Aww.
I went to a haunted house with the guys over the weekend.
A group of grown men.
A group of grown men drinking beers and going to haunted houses. Mm-hmm. And I just posted a video, The Bull Houston, on Instagram and Facebook. If you tap on the stories, that's like the round circle with our logo. Tap that. You'll see me. My buddies started filming me because I actually took a swing at one of the actors.
Yeah,
this is my favorite video of all time of
Stop
you,
it.
By the way.
Let me see.
Was it, the black belt that just kicked in on you?
Wow.
There was something about that. No, yeah.
So I took a swing, and they didn't get that on film, but then they started rolling on me after that happened because they were like, dude, you can't do that.
Right.
Yeah. And so every corner I turn,
we're gonna get kicked out.
I've got my fists up, and people jump out at me, and you see me like,
He's ready.
And so we put it on social media, The Bull Houston, right now. And I want to talk to people who actually followed through with the punch.
Oh, no.
Or if you like fell on somebody, because that happened at the haunted house as well.
Oh, fell on someone?
Where I sort of backed up because I got really scared.
It was a good one.
It was a good one. And I got really scared and I bumped into my buddy who bumped into the people behind me.
Yeah.
Luckily, nobody was seriously injured.
Not an ad, but if it was such a good haunted house, where was it? If people want to go to a good haunted house.
It was the 13th floor.
And 13th floor.
We've talked about this.
Okay. Hashtag also not an ad, but if you're a Costco member, you can get tickets way cheaper.
Oh, good to know.
Hashtag not an ad, but.
You had to sign a waiver, right?
Yes, that's one big of time. You got to sign it before you walk onto the premises.
Oh, dang.
Because there's people walking around doing stuff like on the grounds, too.
Now I think you have to sign a waiver every time you go in because you're swinging at people that work there. So, again, we want to know, you ever been hurt at a haunted house? Or maybe you work there. You'll tell us a story about people like Eric. 713-881-5500. Hurt at a haunted house. Next on The Bull. Texans Ticket Tuesday coming up at 7:10. You get a chance to win tickets into the game where Hall of Famer Andre Johnson is going to get his ring this weekend. They take on the Colts. Exclusive tickets for you coming up at 7:10 here on 100.3 The Bull. Haunted houses. By the way, dude, this video that you just posted on The Bull's social media, go to the stories. And see this story that Eric just posted up. You raising your fist.
I look so tough, don't I?
It's about the funniest thing that I've seen all day.
I don't know how to describe it.
It's like a child who's getting picked on in school. You're like, you see me as a kid, like, I'll get you. I'll bite your ankles.
We wanted to know about haunted houses. Like, how have you been hurt at a haunted house? 713-881-5500. Eric took a swing at somebody at the haunted house he went to. So.
And Garrett's on the phone in League City. Garrett, what did you do?
Good morning, y'all. First off, how are y'all doing?
Good. I understand you're a manager of a haunted house. Wait, give a shout out for your haunted house.
Creepy Hollow Haunted House. That's the one I'm at.
Okay.
Where is it? What city?
It's in Rocheron, Texas, off 288 South. Yep. Right.
What happened, Garrett?
Well, last season, I rock around one of these drills that we turn into a train horn kind of sound, and we actually offer diapers that people can wear in case they wet themselves.
Shut up.
Well, this particular...
Wait.
This is breaking news.
Is this real?
Honest to God, we sell diapers in case people wet themselves.
Garrett.
And people buy them.
People buy them.
Okay, yeah, Garrett. They do. Okay. Sorry, catching up with you. We're just kind of, you've been doing this a while. You got to give us a little chance to catch up. All right, what happened?
Yeah. So, these people are crazy. They actually wear it kind of Superman style. They don't actually wear them properly. So I had come around a corner on our midway area and blasted the train horn at this person, this man, and he screamed like a little girl. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, no. I said, well, what happened? He goes, I peed my pants and I put on the diaper over my pants. So that did nothing at all to help me.
I have got to come to your haunted house. I have got to.
Will you wear the diaper, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to need the diaper, obviously.
Garrett, you're my favorite caller of the day so far. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It happened at a haunted house. How did you get hurt at a haunted house? That's what we want to know this morning.
Right. Colin in Seabrook is the one who hurt somebody. Take us to the haunted house, Colin. What happened?
Oh, hang on, Colin. Hang on. There you go. Now try it.
Okay, so it's actually like a haunted ranch out in Maryland.
Oh.
I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head right now, but it's one of the ones you have to sign a waiver for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a section of it that you're walking through that's like a greenhouse with like a fog machine, like you're supposed to be walking through a swamp. I didn't know that there was going to be actors in there. So, you know, all of a sudden I have a hand reach up and like grab like the top of my thigh. And I just knee-jerk immediately just clocked the actor and completely knocked them out.
Would knock him out?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, he collapsed into the fog, and you're like, where'd he go?
Where'd he go? What happened?
Yeah, basically, like, it was like, I, like, clocked him, and I just hear, ugh. And then all of a sudden, like, three other actors pop up out of the fog, and they're like, oh, no!
I would think that that's got to be one of the most hazardous jobs you can have,
yes,
right?
Because that's like our first instinct is to fight.
Is to fight. Exactly right.
Colin,
you're the best, man. What was the sound the actor made when you hit him?
it sounded something like, ugh.
Air got
and then the three other actors popping up. Oh, no.
Hurt at a haunted house. 713-881-5500. We'd love to hear your stories. Now, coming up, happily in a relationship, but you kept what from your ex? You got to hear this. It's going to happen today on our jury duty, and that's about 10 minutes away here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. We're just out here solving the world's problems, and this morning, getting spicy. The question, Mo, before the jury is going to be...
Do you currently have something from an old relationship?
Oh. This came up in a heated debate here on whether you keep things from your ex. Here in the studio.
Didn't Eric's dad have like a secret box?
Oh, you're going to call my father out?
Call his dad out? Yeah. Eric's father?
Oh, I'm trying to remember.
No, he's listening today.
Hi, Dad.
Too.
Good morning.
Oh, you're evil. Yes, I found the Julie box.
Julie.
Julie's not my mother's name.
Oh, just in case you're wondering.
That's hysterical.
Shout out to Julie.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. On your dad's side, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a couple of pictures and some stuff shoved back in a closet,
it
right?
It was a big old box of things.
Okay.
They were evidently together longer than he had told us.
Okay.
And their relationship was deeper than I thought. He he was going to marry this woman.
But it was before you, before the kids, before your mom,
yes.
All that
okay.
kind of
why
stuff.
Why in the no world does situation. He have it so many years later? Why does it still
know.
Exist? Burn it or something.
I like
it's
forget
weird.
About stuff and I'll find it later. I'll be like, oh yeah, that's because of that.
Yeah.
So you keep stuff from an ex, not because it's sentimental, but because you forget.
I'm a hoarder.
Yes, she's not sentimental about anything.
No,
Eric, do you have anything from an ex right now?
Let's go ahead and take some calls, George.
Oh my God!
All right, we want to know. Here's the question before the jury. This morning, he is so uncomfortable
question,
right now.
Question, do you currently have something from an old relationship? Yes or no? We have Ashley on the phone in Houston. Ashley, it says here, 3 years you've been in a relationship? So do you have stuff from exes 3 years ago?
Are we talking about like clothes
anything
in general?
Have you held on to anything from that past relationship?
Absolutely not.
No. Okay, wow.
You had to qualify it, and then you said, nope.
Nope, not me.
Yep,
not me.
That did not end well.
Ashley's like, honey, if you're listening, nope, that's
I love
not
it.
I love that we have jurors hanging up right now, too. Once they heard the question, they went, not getting into that.
Yeah, thank no, I don't have honest. Anything.
Okay,
don't
fair.
Have anything, honey.
Your vote has
nothing.
Been counted.
Ashley, you're the best. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's go to juror number two, Eric.
Is that Sita?
Yes.
In Seabrook. Okay, you've been with your current partner for 10 years, but do you have anything from your previous relationship?
Absolutely not.
Ooh,
okay.
Man.
See, years.
It's bitter
so
endings.
Why? I mean, there's got to be...
I'm with the old and then with the new.
Okay.
I
mean,
okay.
That's
fair. I'm just saying, there's got to be great memories in the past. And having a picture or something that you hang on to, I don't think says anything about your current relationship.
It's like a memory, right?
Exactly.
You want to tell your kids about the mistakes you made.
Those are on Facebook now.
By the way, Mallory was one of the people that didn't want to get into this. She hung up.
Oh. Alicia's on the phone in Baytown. Alicia, do you currently have something from an old relationship?
Yes.
Do you?
Well,
okay, can you tell us what it is?
Pictures, videos, designer bags, things like that.
We ain't throwing those away, if you know what I'm saying, girl. Yeah.
No, I don't have pictures or shirt or anything, but designer bags. Dang right.
I'm keeping
that one. Yeah.
That's right.
Becky is in Manville. Becky, it says here that you've been in your relationship or the ex was 6 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything from a previous relationship? Did you keep anything?
I do, yes.
Oh, wow. What do you have?
I'd rather not say.
Oh!
She got a tattoo. I know it. I can tell.
Is it
from
a tattoo?
Laugh.
No, wait. Is it? Is it a tattoo?
I can feel it.
Says Bubba.
I can feel it
Bubba
soul.
Right there on her butt cheek.
No judgment.
I know that. Again, no
right.
judgment.
No
just,
judgment.
Just your opinion.
Let's talk
no
later,
right
girl.
Or wrong answers here this
mm-hmm.
morning.
Stacy's on the phone in Humble. Stacy, it says here you're with your ex for 27 years. Stacy, do you have something from an old relationship right now?
I do.
Yeah.
I still have photo albums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From various things. My current knows about them.
Yeah.
I still have a pearl necklace And I have lots of bad memories and hangups. Do those count?
Yes, they do. They're on the list. They're on the list.
I have therapy issues. Do those count? No.
Exactly. I did get my tattoo from my ex covered up, though.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Oh, so, right. You got the Becky ex might tattoo need your up. Contact, the last lady.
Yeah, because she needs tattoo removal services.
All right, this morning, one of the most entertaining jury duties in a while. Mo, the final verdict was...
Do you currently have something from an old relationship? And the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Whoa!
The handbag, the tattoos, the memories.
It's jury duty, and we do it every morning here on 100.3 The Bull. You know who's going to be poasty-toasty tomorrow morning after the Post Malone concert tonight? It's going to be Mo and Eric. both of you all are going to the show tonight, right?
Sorry for you, George.
Yeah, no, I was out last night. I was doing. See, you all go have fun. I was out doing God's work, helping out the Houston Food Bank last night with an event. So that's my one night that I get to go out during the school week.
Right.
But you all are going to post tonight. Tickets still available for some of the reserve seats. You can grab those. But let's see how Mo and Eric feel. Tomorrow morning.
I feel great.
Toasty. I'm going to be high on life.
Yeah, exactly.
I can only go out one night a week. That's all. That's all I can get there. Eric with a K has an amazing ability to turn your phone calls into songs. This all started when he was a street performer and people would come by and pay him to make up a song on the spot. We call it the 10-minute tune, and it all starts with your suggestions. That's where it comes from. 713-881-5500. Mo, go to line 4.
Harper's on the phone in Tomball. Hey, Harper. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11, and you have an awesome suggestion for Eric. What do you want him to sing about?
I want him to sing about how in Texas, every time it's cold, they always complain how cold it is and want it to be hot. And then whenever it's always so hot, they always want it to be cold.
That's part of the Texas Constitution. You can look it up. It's in the Texas Bill of Rights. We get to complain about the weather all the time.
Harper, which do you like, hot or cold?
Neither.
When are you happy, Harper? What weather makes you happy?
I like it to be like a little cool, like if it's like hot and it's still, like if it's like it could be like hot, but at least have like some breeze in it.
Okay,
good deal.
Got it.
So
Harper,
sweet.
You have a great day at school, and thank you for the suggestion, okay?
Okay.
All right, and ask your teachers to look that up. It is in the Bill of Rights. It is.
Bye.
All right, Tina in LaPorte. Hey, what should I sing about today?
I think you should sing about your experience going through haunted houses.
Did you see that video at the Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook?
I did. I sure did.
Tina, isn't that the greatest video we've posted in like ever?
It is. It's hilarious.
I love it. I'm so tough.
Eric's fight or flight breaks out every time
he
goes through.
At least I fight, George. At least I fight and don't run away.
Tina, I love you. I love you. What a great suggestion this morning. 713-881-5500. It says, Kim is the mom, Andy is the kid. I don't know who's answering the phone, Kim or Andy?
It's Kim because Andy had the car to go to school.
Dang it.
Okay, so what was Andy's suggestion today?
His suggestion was that Eric sing a song about moms with kids that play sports.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I'm married to one of those.
I was going
to
say, there's a couple we can relate to around here. So, Mom, what's your biggest frustration with kids' sports?
Working full-time and trying to get your kid to the game on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Full-time taxi driver.
Well, right. The good news is that I've done that song. It's on the podcast on the Odyssey app. So if you follow the Morning Bullpen podcast, you can get that. You could even lie to Andy since he's not in the car.
You could tell him
I did it and play it for him later.
Do that.
Don't lie to your child.
Okay, perfect.
Kim's like, nope, I work full time. I'm doing it. All right, Eric, what do you want to sing about today?
I think everybody's talking about the weather right now. It's one of the top three things trending in Texas like every day because it's up, it's down, it's left, it's right, and Texas is trying to kill us.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be our topic today. He's got 10 minutes to create a song, and he'll come back and perform it. Find out how he does next here on The Bull. That's Post Malone and Brad Paisley, and the song is Goes Without Saying from Posty's album. You have your tickets for tonight. Somewhere in the background, I still hear somebody out there going, he ain't country music. But welcome to the show anyway. It's going to be tonight. He's got a show tonight and tomorrow night, right? Post
yes.
Malone?
Yes.
So I could possibly go tomorrow night.
You should. You should.
If I get a second day out of
you
the
should,
house,
George.
My wife would approve
just
me.
Just plan
for a second
on
day.
It, yeah, okay?
So, anyway, that's tonight. Tickets are still available. Reserve seating still available if you want to grab one off Live Nation. This wedding, y'all, is going to kill me.
George's son is getting married in, what, it's almost like, are we to the 10-day countdown?
Yeah. Yeah. Mo, it's a week from Saturday.
Wow!
The wedding is a week from Saturday, and we have a little bit of a situation.
Yeah, stuff's already getting stolen, Mo.
No.
That is,
that is not what happened. It's Nobody stole a gift.
It's exactly what happened. Listen to the story, and you tell me if they thieved the gift.
Okay, I'm ready.
Right
okay.
out from under their nose.
Oh, gosh.
So you remember on Friday, I was telling you that I was very proud of my son, Zachary.
Yes.
Because Matt and Liza had to redo their honeymoon plans because of the hurricanes.
Correct.
They were going to go to Florida, and they can't go there now. So they decided to go somewhere else, but now they need a rental car and a bunch of a lot of stuff changed. So my son, Zach.
Your older son.
Right, stepped up and said, Matt, I got you. I mean, he did it without talking to Deanna and I. Uh-huh. He just called Matt and said, Matt, I got you. I'll cover the rental car, like $500, whatever it's
going
to be.
Oh, sweet. That's it's so thoughtful.
Very thoughtful. And George did it as a, can I get an amen?
He was my brag. I bragged on my kid last
kids.
Week.
No, yes.
I bragged on my kid last week. He celebrated what a great son he has.
So now there's a situation because her parents have called, Matt's fiance's parents have called and said, we want to pay for the rental car for you guys for the week.
Oh.
But it's already covered.
It's already covered
by your great
and they're like,
son,
no, no,
Zach.
No, we were going to do this. So we want to cover the rental car.
But this was Zach's gift to the couple. Let me help provide
okay.
part of this honeymoon.
Okay, so that's the situation, Mo.
Right.
Is that this was Zach's gift to them. He was like, you know what? That'll just be my wedding gift. How about that?
That's
I'll
so
just
sweet.
Do my wedding
gift. So, yes. so sweet.
And then they swooped in and said, no, no, no.
They didn't
Wait,
swoop
do they
in.
Know? Do they
yes,
have any idea?
Know. They didn't swoop. There was no swooping. There was no, no. There
I have
was
a
no
feeling
swooping.
If they knew. I don't even know these folks. Your future, what? Your son's future in-laws.
Yeah.
I don't know them. But I'm assuming that they're good people, right?
They're
and
good people.
They, if they knew that his brother was, you know, trying to do this, they wouldn't have done it.
No, they knew. Look at his face. They knew. They knew exactly what they were doing.
I too choose to be like you,
yes.
Mo. I choose to believe that is the case.
What could it be? What could the other side be? Like, are they trying to get points? Do they already have points? They're like, hey, let's just use our points.
Should I be keeping score? Like, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, do we need to, okay, I did this points. I mean, so that we can say to the kids, like, when they finally have grandkids or whatever, it's like, well, you know, we did all of this.
Yes.
I mean, is that
See,
what you
George,
do it for?
Okay, let me explain how no. this is going to work
okay,
from now on. You need to know this, George.
Eric.
Every family has the A grandparents and the B grandparents. They are trying to slap you across the face and make you be grandparents right freaking now.
Well, they're the daughters, so they already are the
They
A.
already are A,
yeah,
right? They already. That's what I was going to say, Mo. It's always, it always goes, the family always goes with the daughter's
right.
side, right? The bride's
Wait, does
side.
Does your son, your older son, does he care at all?
I don't think so.
So it's just bothering you.
I think
that's good.
I think it bothers me way more than it
yeah.
does him.
He seems like a cool guy. But just like whatever.
Oh,
because
that's so,
because
that's
here's the moment. Thing, George doesn't want to be anybody's bee. Okay.
You won't
walk
on me.
We don't want to be
no.
anybody's bee, okay? Now coming up here on the morning bullpen.
Oh, goodness.
Let's get back to good news, shall we?
We shall.
How about a brag on your kids week? That's what we're doing. The 810 Amen. You want to brag on your kids?
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's stay right here in Houston and talk to Josh. He's going to try to take $100 from Mo. Josh, this is how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Josh, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, Josh. Let's get this game started, okay?
You can get out of here, Mo, because you're going to keep your money.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, Dierks Bentley was calling who in 2012 when he sang about 5150?
Pass.
Question number two, this 9-to-5er said her family was so poor that when she was born, they paid the doctor with a bag of cornmeal. Who are we talking about?
Megan Maroney.
Question number three, pop star Adam Levine says he misses the bromance that he had with this voice judge. Who's he talking about?
Blake Shelton.
Question number four, country music's happiest marriage list is out. Of course, Tim and Faith are number one on that list, but this idol and her hockey-playing husband are also on it. Name her.
Carrie Underwood.
Question number five, Florida Georgia Line sang Hammering a Nail, Stacking Them Bales. In what song? Was it A, Cruise, B, Meant to Be, or C, Round Here?
I'm going to go with A.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against today with Josh.
Ooh, that was quick, Josh, and you did all right. You got two out of the five.
It's what I expected.
About what you expected.
Oh, no. Okay, let's go.
All right. Well, let's see how you can do, Mo. I don't know what you're expecting.
None,
but
never.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Dierks Bentley was dialing who in 2012 when he sang about 5150?
515. Somebody called a po-po.
That's who we were looking for. The po-po, I would have taken police, either one of those.
Okay. All right. Josh didn't take a stab at it, so Mo's winning 1-0.
Think about you, baby.
Question number two. This 9-to-5er said her family was so poor that when she was born, they paid the doctor with a bag of cornmeal.
Oh. 9-to-5 is Dolly. Is that Dolly?
Dolly Parton. Mm. Isn't that a crazy story?
That is crazy. 2-0. He said Megan Maroney.
Question number three. Pop star Adam Levine says he misses the bromance that he had with this voice judge.
The voice is Blake Shelton.
It is Blake Shelton. And that meant, to me, that meant that they're going to come back next week. That's what I thought.
Somebody with the T. 3-1 because he got that right.
Let's go.
Question number four. Country music's happiest marriages list came out. Mm-hmm. Tim and Faith, of course, are number one.
Okay.
But this idol and her hockey-playing husband are also on the list.
Carrie Underwood is married to Mike Fisher.
That is correct. It is Carrie Underwood. Well done,
Thank
Mo.
Thank you. Thank
that
you
was
very
a
much.
Subtle flex.
I got you.
4-2.
Question number five. Mm-hmm. Florida Georgia Line sang Hammering a Nail, Stacking Them Bales.
Yes.
In what song? Was it A, Cruise, B, Meant to Be, or C, Round Here?
Round Here.
It was C, Round Here.
That's
yeah.
how we do it round here.
Josh, you got all five.
Yeah, because every time I listen to y'all, she either gets four or five, and I'm not very good.
You just gotta keep practicing, friend.
You buck up there, son.
Yes.
You got this. You can call back and do it again, all right?
All right.
Josh, you know what you got to say to get out of here?
This is Joshua Cromwell from Houston, and you're listening to 100.3, and Mo knows her country.
She does, and we'll give you a chance to take $100 from her. Tomorrow morning, 8:20 will be your next chance to play Mo Knows Country here on The Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.